DW.
Liliana Fragoso is a 39-year-old office worker who is married with two children. She lives with her grandparents in a modern but homely high-rise apartment in Colombia's capital, Bogota. Liliana has always taken good care of her figure, but unhappy with the mark bearing two children had left on her body, she decided to consult a plastic surgeon.
I wanted to undergo plastic surgery to fix my body that had been left flabby after my pregnancies.
Liliana wanted an abdominoplasty, or tummy tuck, but following her surgeon's recommendations, she signed up for an additional four procedures, including breast augmentation and laser lipolysis. Thanks to an online discount and the reduced cost of having all five procedures in one session, the price was less than half of other surgeons' quotes at 7 million pesos, or $2,500. This is 9 times the Colombian monthly minimum wage, or for Liliana, around a year's worth of savings. As expected, Liliana was a little apprehensive at going under the knife, but her mind was eased by the clinic's location and her surgeon's experience.
El consultorio de este cirujano está ubicado en un sector prestigioso de Bogotá.
The doctor's clinic was located in a prestigious sector of Bogotá, in a building where they deal with other medical specialties. He seemed like a good doctor. He used medical terms similar to other doctors I had consulted, and he was very kind and cheerful. That gave me confidence.
But a month after the procedure, it became clear that something was not right. Liliana's left breast was heavily deformed, and she could feel the sharp borders of her implant. She voiced her concerns to the surgeon, but each time he blamed poor results on her failure to follow post-medical instructions. He then carried out a number of new procedures at an additional cost. But 8 months and millions of pesos later, she decided it was time to get another opinion.
Este nuevo cirujano confirma que él me había puesto prótesis de mala calidad.
The new surgeon confirmed that implants of poor quality had been put in, and the one in my left breast was the wrong way around. So I had to have a second operation to correct all the damage of the first surgery.
The second surgeon did his best, but Liliana's left breast had already lost much of its mammary gland, pectoral muscle, and along with it, any sensitivity. Alongside the stress and trauma for her and her family, she felt cheated. The incorrect placement of the implant, she believes, was not a mere accident, but part of the surgeon's plan to make victims reliant on him and get more business.
Me sentí estafada, defraudada.
I felt conned, disappointed, cheated, and very sad because the doctor whom I had trusted abused that trust.
Liliana tried to open up a legal case against her surgeon, but as more than 2 years had passed since the surgery, she was unable to do so. Liliana found the confidence to come forward with her story thanks to the campaign of Lorena Beltran, a 23-year-old journalist who leads the Safe Surgery Now campaign. Beltran started the campaign after receiving a botched breast reduction herself by the very same doctor. After some investigation, she realized that she was just one of many victims.
When I started my search for other victims like me, I thought what had happened to me was the worst thing that could have happened. But after discovering many other cases, I realized actually how much worse it could have been. There are women who have lost their breasts, women who now have a deformed stomach, who have suffered infections, and even those who have died. And in these cases, the victims aren't only the women. There are also widowed husbands, orphaned children who have lost a loved one at the hands of irresponsible people.
Beltran discovered that her doctor was one of a number of doctors taking advantage of a legal loophole. They travel to other Latin American countries to take part-time courses in plastic surgery for a few months and return to Colombia presenting these courses as formal specializations. Such specializations would usually require at least 4 years of training and practice. This meant that in the case of Lorena and Liliana, their doctor was not actually a specialist in plastic surgery, but a gynecologist.
In Colombia, in contrast to other countries in Latin America, the USA or Europe, We do not have clear and defined regulations that say who can practice plastic surgery and who cannot. This legal vacuum is what allows people who have not received proper academic training to risk performing plastic surgery.
Following Lorena's research, the public prosecutor opened a case and many of these doctors are currently on trial. Despite being prohibited from carrying out cosmetic surgery until a legal decision has been made, a doctor's assistant confirmed that he continues to offer his services. In Dr. Camilo Prieto's career, as one of Colombia's most prestigious reconstructive surgeons, he has treated many patients who have suffered at the hands of unethical or poorly trained doctors. He says that although Liliana and Lorena were able to come forward, there are many more victims who are left worse off but cannot reveal themselves.
Sadly, what happens is that the victims of garage clinics, as they are aware that they are acting illegally, do not like to report this and do not like to reveal themselves. This makes it very complicated to control these places because usually the monitoring institutions follow the clinics that are registered within their system. That's why we constantly invite the victims to make reports so that the authorities can close these establishments and avoid more victims.
In 2016, 14 women died due to botched surgeries in so-called garage clinics in the city of Medellin alone, and over 50 nationwide, according to Medellin councillor Bernardo Guerra. These clinics now make up an estimated 30% of the sector in a nation which, according to the International Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, has the third highest number of body and extremity procedures per capita in the world. Popular examples of such procedures include liposuction and buttocks implants. These clinics cut costs by operating under local anaesthetic, injecting cheap materials such as glue and cement, and even reusing implants from other patients. Their doctors are often untrained individuals, sometimes barbers or butchers, and they employ aggressive marketing teams to play on their victims' insecurities, whilst offering attractive discount combos to attract their victims. Victims such as Liliana struggle to find a balance between putting their experience behind them and fulfilling what they see as their duty to make others aware of the risks they could be undertaking.
No puedo permitir que lo que me pasó me afecte.
I can't let what happened continue to affect me and ruin my life. So I made the decision to move on and share my experiences so they don't happen to other people. My message is, as women, we shouldn't be valued by the shapes of our bodies, but by what we have in our hearts.
DW.